Joanne Shettler of the group Mohican Veterans says her people's involvement with the American military stretches back to the Revolutionary War. Resettlement and treaties left many ancestors, including soldiers, buried in modern-day New York and Pennsylvania, as well as the current Stockbridge-Munsee Territory in northern Wisconsin.
By 1822, we were in Wisconsin, so our ancestors are buried all over the place out east. Many of the grave sites are so old that if they had a wooden marker, they're crumbling. So we're losing the ability to find them. We want to be able to find their grave sites, identify, restore, and honor them.
Shettler says when her group's members find a veteran's grave, they'll put an American flag on it and apply for an official VA plaque or headstone. Sherry White, the Stockbridge-Munsee's historic preservation officer, says the tribe recently acquired an old Catholic cemetery in northern Wisconsin, which has veterans' remains.
There's very few headstones in there, and Joanne's very active with the veterans, and I think she was the one that actually determined which ones were veterans. I believe she's working to find headstones for them. So we know who's in that cemetery, we just don't know which particular grave is the person that she's looking for. There's probably like around 100 people in there.
The Mohican Veterans Group is urging tribal members and local residents to draw maps or share documents that show where veterans are buried. Joanne Shettler hopes to have as many identified by Veterans Day so they can be properly honored with a plaque and tribal ceremonies. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.